Hi, I'm Good Karen from Moonlight Sticker Co. We create sweet and sassy and sometimes snarky stickers to make what you love stick.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling.
Welcome to Hustleberg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioStPete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleberg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. So, Karen, why are you helping people say something through stickers?
Well, I think that everybody has a unique personality, and I was looking for something that I could do so that people could feel included and then just kind of speak their mind, sometimes very subliminally, by decorating maybe their water bottle or by putting stickers on their laptop. And I think that it's a great way to say a little bit about you and your personality.
Now, how is Moonlight Sticker Company different from other retail sticker vendors? What is it that makes you unique?
Well, what makes us unique is we try to create stickers for everybody. We truly believe in inclusion. We do a lot of gay pride stickers. We do Black Lives Matter stickers, and we're not afraid to speak how we feel about those platforms. We're very passionate about that at Moonlight Sticker Co. But then we do fun things and a little snarky. We try to stay clean because this is a family business. Sometimes, we get to the edge just a little bit with all of that. And we want people to be able to look at our stickers and go, oh my gosh, that brings me back to this memory, or, oh, that's how I'm feeling today. So that's, basically what we do.
Now, that's what I noticed when I was going through the website and kind of getting to know Moonlight a little bit better. I was looking at the variety that you have, and you've done a really good job categorizing them and sharing and having a diversity of ways to express oneself. What was it that inspired you to get into this business?
Well, I always wanted to own my own business, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I work in food service and have for years. And I kind of dabbled in things, and my family kind of always rolled their eyes. And I'm kind of a creative person, and I am a little snarky a lot of times. So I said, I had heard on another podcast about a sticker company. And I thought, stickers, how would you do anything with stickers? And so what happened was, is all of a sudden, I think that the universe opened up, and everywhere I looked, I kept seeing stickers. I saw them on people's laptops. I saw them on the back of their cars. I saw them on their water bottles. And I went, okay, this is that moment that, aha, here I am. And I went, okay, I'm going to start doing stickers. So I started doing a lot of research before I came to my family and said, hey guys, you know, this is what I want to do. And they in turn rolled their eyes and went, okay, mom, whatever it is that you want to do, we'll stick by you and we'll see how long this lasts. And we started in June of 2019. And we were going like gangbusters from, you know, June to March, right before the pandemic hit. We did our very last market at the second Saturday market in St. Pete on Central. And then the world shut down. And we do have an online business. You can check us out at www.moonlightstickerco.com. We are on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. So, you know, you can see us on all of those things. And that's kind of how it came about. And my daughter helps me with our business. She holds a master's degree in women and gender studies from USF. We are a very inclusive family. We don't care if you're green with, you know, seven eyes, we're going to still welcome you into our family. And so we decided that our platform was really going to be inclusion, total inclusion for people, and a way for them to show how they feel.
Now, Karen, this is a side hustle for you still. You're still working to make it your main thing. What is it that you do kind of as your 9-to-5 while you're getting Moonlight Sticker Co. to the point where you're going to be able to step away from that day job?
Well, for years I was an x-ray technologist, and after having some health issues, I stepped away from there and I went back to my other love, which is food. And I started working as a server in a restaurant, and I'm still a server in a restaurant in Tampa. I love what I do. But I've always had this burning desire to own my own business. And so I work there Monday through Friday, and I hustle this on the weekends and whenever else I can.
Now, who's the ideal customer that comes to Moonlight that finds something that lets them express themselves through a particular sticker? Who does that kind of look like?
Probably our most often customers are people that are usually women. I will tell you that right up front, that are typically within the age group of like 8 to 80. It's the strangest thing. And they all have different reasons, but I would say that our ideal customer is probably a girl right around say 28, 29, 30 years old. That is just kind of like looking for herself and, you know, has something to say and wants somebody to listen to her. So that often happens.
Okay. That way. Now, when you're creating these, are these all your own creations or are you doing some licensed images and the like to include as part of the inventory that you carry?
Okay. So our inventory are all original designs.
Okay.
Some are mine, some are Lindsay's, my daughter. We also employ several different artists. And as you go through and you look at our things, you can sort of see like who is who. Some of them want to remain anonymous, others we will talk about. But we curate them and we come up with the ideas. So if I say, hey, I want to do a sticker of a monster, like this one. I said, okay, I want a monster and she's got to be purple. And my granddaughter named her Gloria. And then we have two other monsters and it's just something fun. Cause some days you feel like you just need that monster to come out of you. A flower or something like that, you know, like here's on my water bottle, I have a beautiful hibiscus. I can't draw a hibiscus, but my friend who is a designer can. And we have kind of, a war room where we sit and we go, okay, we need a sticker for this or we need a sticker for that. And we do a lot of markets. So we'll have people that'll come up to us and say, you need this sticker. This weekend we had a gal that came up and she had a tat. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but she had a tat and she was like, you need to do this. And this light bulb went on. I'm like, we have to have that sticker. We'll sell zillions of them. We did a roller derby event and it was so much fun. And we went to them and we said, you know, what kind of stickers do roller derby people purchase? And they told us, and I didn't realize that they decorate their helmets with them,
right,
and their water bottles and even their skates sometimes. One of the stickers they asked us to create is a sticker that says "Thick Thighs Save Lives." Are you kidding me? So we made this sticker. We now have not done another roller derby event since the pandemic.
Right.
But I still consistently sell at least 2 to 3 every market that I do.
I love it.
So, go figure.
Now, what resources do you have at your disposal that are helping to guide you in building Moonlight Sticker Company?
You mean...
I mean, like, books, podcasts. I know before we got started, you talked about business coaches, video series, a course, anything like that that you're utilizing that's going to help you be successful in this endeavor.
Well, I try to work. I joined Local Shops One, which is out of St. Pete, just like it's a networking group. I belong to quite a few women's groups on Facebook. Some sticker groups to kind of see what people are looking at. Our stickers are unique because they are waterproof, vinyl, scratch resistant, and fade resistant up to 5 years. Okay. But other people order stickers that are just, you know, like little paper ones. When we started this, we wanted something that lasted for a very long time. So that's kind of a different little genre of the society of sticker people. So we try to understand what's up and coming. We try to look at what the trends are. We are very careful not to do licensed material because we want this to be unique. And we want you to know that we really put a lot of thought into our butterfly sticker or into our drink more water sticker or into our hang loose sticker. We felt that it's important if that's how, you know, our people feel, then we want them to show it proudly.
Got it. Now, what is one thing that you would like every member of the Hustleberg community to know about stickers and printing and what goes into that?
Well, stickers are definitely an art form. The people that create them along with us, a lot of times have a little bit of a twisted, you know, mindset to certain things. And, you know, we ourselves are maybe trying to come across with our personality a little bit as to, hey, this is what I'm thinking today or, you know, whatever. And not all stickers are created equal. I want everyone to know that. I have people that will often say to us, well, you know, I could make that with my machine that I purchased at that big box store. And that's true. You can. I'm not taking that away, but it's really best to go with a commercial printer because their vinyl is going to last longer. And they have the capability of purchasing that you and I as the general consumer can't.
Right. Now, what is the most important lesson you've learned thus far in your business? Now, people who are regular participants in the Hustleberg community know that I don't like to think of something that doesn't turn out in the way that we thought it would as a failure. I look at it as a lesson that we're learning about how something doesn't work. So what's the most important lesson so far for you?
Well, you don't have to have a huge audience of hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers to be successful.
True.
And that's really the truth. If you have that 1,000 people that follow you, or even that 100 people that follow you and nurture them to what they like, you're going to be successful. Nothing makes me happier than when I go to a market and I see somebody that says, I saw that you posted on Instagram that you were going to be at blah, blah, blah this weekend. And here I am to purchase more stickers.
Nice.
That warms my heart. That means I'm doing something right.
Now, what are some of the most inspiring things you've had the opportunity to work on in the community, the Pinellas County community at large, or within kind of the print work and e-commerce bubble that you operate in?
I have to be honest that we haven't done a lot of community service work at this point. We have created some stickers for some of the makers that we see on a, you know, monthly basis or every other week basis or something like that. And, you know, that's heartwarming to do. We're currently working with a client right now that is trying to do a kindness project. They are a not-for-profit that has a real platform for kindness with young teenagers. And so we've been designing their stickers for them. And that's very exciting, to work with them. And it's been really eye-opening to have a trans kid or a bisexual kid come up at a show that we're doing and purchase a sticker and pridefully turn around to mom or dad and say, "This is me. This identifies me." That's heartwarming to me to be able to say, "Hey, you know what? We have something for you to be able to show how you shine."
Now, how is it that you are building your brand that's going to make Moonlight stickers the choice for the people who are looking to find something that's cool, cute, or makes a statement that they're going to be able to use to express themselves?
Well, we try to bring into light, you know, things that people want. We often poll our audience, you know, do you want to see this or do you want to see that? We are currently thinking about adding a few more products to our product line and do maybe some t-shirts or some keychains. Lapel pins are very big right now. So we've been, you know, thinking about that. But I really think that, you know, polling the audience, we are constantly asking people, you know, what is it that we don't have that you'd like to see us have? And from there, we've really learned, you know, quite a bit about what our audience is looking for. And we've gone on to create those stickers.
Well, you know, having that community that you can get that feedback from, it's a free focus group. And that's a fantastic way to see what's going to be a hit with the community that you've created. And if you're doing a good job curating who is a part of that community, it's going to go beyond that to the people that are on the edge and about to join your community. So that's a great way to utilize the people that are already supporting you in that core group.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Now, in your wildest dreams, where do you want to take Moonlight Sticker Company and what are you doing to get it there? Right now, we're in the side hustle phase. We're going to fairs and markets. Where are we taking this long-term wildest dreams? Where do you want to be with it?
Well, in October, we started our wholesale business. Okay. And so we are on a couple of different wholesale sites. Anybody locally in St. Pete, we have... we are in a couple of different gift stores in St. Pete, our stickers right now. And my goal for next year or into the future is to be in at least 500 stores across the United States. And so far we're moving along and it's fun. You know, it's interesting to learn how to market to these people. But people are people no matter where you are in the United States or Canada or wherever else. And it's very important that everyone be able to express themselves. And so that's where we're trying to stand out. Our stickers are really bright. They're super colorful and they're a lot of fun. And so we've been very well received in our wholesale business. And, you know, that's my goal is I would like to take it and scale it so that we can be in these stores.
Now, how much would you say that you're working the day-to-day of your business versus how much you're working on your business to develop and grow to get to the 500 stores to market so that you are somebody that is able to sell nationally?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I actually don't realize how much time I spend, but I'm up every morning, 5:30, and, you know, I get my husband out the door to go to work. And then usually from 5:30 from 6:30 when he leaves until around, 8:30, 9:30 until I have to leave to go to work. I am just like hustling and working on the stickers. Okay. And that doesn't even count the amount of time that when I come home from work and I'm doing it, Saturdays, Sundays, the evenings that I have off, I spend a lot of time doing it. And, you know, when you're trying to build something, you deal with those hardships. And it's become very much a family business where he will package stickers. My daughter does a lot of our social media work, almost all of our social media work. And then we'll have, you know, sticker packaging parties where the whole family gets together and we're packaging stickers because we know we have a big market. So it's really an all-inclusive kind of thing. You know, I drive them a little crazy with it, I'm not going to lie, but I want things to be just so, and I don't want to just be that sticker company where, you know, you spend X amount of dollars at a market and you buy my sticker and you can't even get it home because it's destroyed. I want it to last for a long time.
So where did you move to St. Pete from?
I moved to St. Pete's from Ohio. Okay. I lived in Ohio and then I lived in Chicago for a long time. From there, I moved back to Ohio. You would have thought I would have learned that, you know, snow is snow. But then I just kind of got fed up and I said, you know what? Here I come to Florida. And I've been here now for 14 years. And I very much love, you know, this area.
Now, when you aren't working either your day job or with Moonlight Sticker Company, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
Well, I like to ride my bicycle and I like to eat. So I have to ride my bicycle so that I can't eat. And I, you know, I like to explore new restaurants. I like to shop. I have a nice yard, so I'd like to do gardening. I obviously don't do as much as I would like to do, but we love to come into downtown St. Pete and walk around and go to the different, you know, shops and you know, patronize those people, you know, go for a beer, you know, on Central somewhere and, you know, just kind of hang out. That's my idea of a fun, cool afternoon.
Now, what are some of your favorite local businesses that you like to support that you'd like to give a shout out here today?
Well, I have a lot of them, actually.
All right.
I love to go to, I never can remember the name of the place. Wait, I have to think about this for just 1 second. It's called Central Diner. Diner on Central. It's a little hole in the wall breakfast place. They make the best pancakes around. I love to go to a $5 drinkery. That's great. We used to go to Engine Number 9. That was awesome. I love the St. Pete popcorn people. They're some of my favorite people in the whole world. As far as you want local downtown St. Pete, huh?
Oh, just, you know, any of the businesses that you like to go to that you think deserve your mention?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you can never go wrong with Buddy Brew. That's awesome. And Tampa Succulents, we love them. They're great people. Let's see, where else? Well, gosh, anywhere along Central Avenue, there's always something going on along Central. So,
sure. Anyway. Now, looking at your calendar going forward, what upcoming events or activities do you have that you want to make sure that listeners and viewers in the Hustleberg community put on their calendars for 2021?
Well, this Saturday, we're going to be in Safety Harbor, and there is a Burger and Brew Festival in Safety Harbor. We will be there from, I believe it's 12 to 8 Saturday. And then the next really big thing that we have coming up is Prelude to Pride from 4 to 9 in Gulfport. We love doing shows in Gulfport. Let it be ice cream. I typically like to have my tent set up right there so that I can make a beeline into Let It Be Ice Cream and grab a ice cream. I'm not going to lie about it.
Now, where can people find out more about what you do and connect with you on social media?
They can go to @MoonlightStickerCo on Instagram and Facebook. It's www.moonlightstickerco.com on our website. And that's awesome. They can check me out at any of those places.
And the good news is, for those of you who are listening and not able, or watching and not able to write that down, it'll all be available for you to find in the show notes or at beyondyoursidehustle.com/moonlightstickerco. And Karen, I understand that you actually have an offer for those who might want to find a way to express themselves with a sticker.
All right, fantastic. So we have a discount code. If you go to, again, moonlightstickerco.com and you type in at checkout the discount code HUSTLE, it's a buy one, get one discount, and it works on every single one of our stickers.
I love it.
So we would love to have them. And if they have questions or if they want to see us design something specific for them, please send us a DM on Instagram. We're open to all of that.
Awesome. Karen, thank you so much for taking the time and joining with me today and sharing with the Hustleberg community all about Moonlight Sticker Company.
Well, thank you, Brett. You keep going because this is just the most informative podcast/vlog that I've seen in a long time. And I really enjoyed talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.